So, Graham, you say that the comet of 1500 BC might then be this comet that the two astronomers, Pons Brooks, might have spotted. And you're saying it could come very close to us, 2024, you said?
That's right, yes. The exact date that the Chinese recorded it as appearing was 1486 BC. So that seems to have been when it had the close pass to Earth. It turns up every so many hundred years, and it doesn't necessarily, each time a comet passes the inner solar system, it can be millions of miles from Earth, and then the trajectory of Earth and the comet, then the next time it comes around, it could be closer or further away. No one knows quite yet how close it will come in 2024, but it certainly crosses the Earth's orbit. So we'll, if nothing else, go through its tail. So 2024 is when it comes back.
Oh, boy. Here we go, then.
Well, you've got this thing that's probably about 10 miles across, a great big dirty snowball, as we were talking about it. And if it hit the Earth, that's it. Wave goodbye. The chances of that are very slim. But the chances are we could go through its tail, and that could mean that the Earth's atmosphere could be contaminated by whatever's in the comet itself. Now, that is a very controversial theory, that comet tails can cause any problem in their own right. We go through comet tails very often, and they appear in the form of, very often, of meteor showers, when tiny bits that have broken off the comet enter the Earth's atmosphere. And it is believed that if any of these tiny fragments made it into the Earth's atmosphere, that, of course, they would burn up and any harmful chemicals or anything else would be destroyed. However, it's a very different matter if a fragment breaks off from the comet and actually explodes in the atmosphere, such as the one over Tunguska in 1908. Now, this seems to have been what happened, if the ancient reports are right, in 1486 BC.